Brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to this podcast sponsored by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I'm the Reverend Angela Bosfield Palacios, the Anglican Hospital Chaplain, and I'm sharing with you today some thoughts on the topic, Choice Between False and True Religion. Let us begin with the prayer or the collect for a Sunday that is since past, but it speaks of our desire for God to increase in us true religion. We talk about being sincere rather than hypocritical, to have an authentic faith and not merely offering lip service to God. Let us explore what the differences are. In Jeremiah 2 and 5, verses 7 to 8 and 11 to 13, we're given a clear picture of the contrast. And I quote, "Thus says the Lord, what wrong did your ancestors find in me, that they went far from me and went after worthless things and became worthless themselves? But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priest did not say, where is the Lord? Those who handle the law did not know me. The rulers transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after things that did not profit. Has a nation changed its gods, even though there are no gods? But my people have changed their glory for something that does not profit. Be appalled, O heavens, at this. Be shocked. Be utterly desolate, says the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and dug out cisterns for themselves, cracked cisterns that can hold no water." End of quote. What they should have been doing was worshiping God with inexpressible gratitude. And I quote, "They did not say, where is the Lord who has brought us from the land of Egypt, who led us in the wilderness, a land of deserts and pits, in a land of drought and deep darkness, in a land that no one passes through, where no one lives? I brought you into a plentiful land to eat its fruits and its good things." End of quote. And those are verses 6 and 7 in Jeremiah 2. Now in Psalm 81, verse 1 and 10, the psalmist sets the tone of our understanding of true religion and speaks on behalf of God. And I quote, "Sing aloud to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it." End of quote. Instead, we read about a rebellious people who are so stubborn that they miss the amazing opportunity of watching God work on their behalf and being delivered from hardship and oppression. And I quote now from verse 11 onward, "But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. Then I would quickly subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him and their doom would last forever. I would feed you with the finest of wheat and honey from the rock. I would satisfy you." In Luke chapter 14, verses 7 to 14, Jesus teaches about the principle of humility and offers the illustration of not seating oneself in a place of honor at a banquet only to be relocated when someone more important arrives. He also shares the lesson of generosity to those who cannot repay. These sentiments are captured in the complete collect mentioned earlier, and I quote, "Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion. Nourish us with all goodness and bring forth in us the fruit of good works. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen." If you are still not sure of the definition of true religion, consider this passage from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. And 15 through 16, titled, "Service Well-Pleasing to God." And so I begin. "Let mutual affection continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them, those who are being tortured as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. End of quote. As you meditate on these passages, ask yourself the questions about your position on all of these topics, examining your conscience to see where you need to pray for an increase in true religion. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, we ask that you may indeed increase in us that love for the things that are pleasing to you. We ask, Lord, that we may all be touched and changed. We may be healed and transformed, that we may indeed be strong and of good courage. We ask for every good blessing, that we may be an even greater blessing in our generation. We pray these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening, and I pray that you will share this with someone else. And of course, continue to serve the Lord with all your heart as you love the Lord, with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and as you love your neighbor, as you love yourself. God bless you.